This portion of AM 930 Spotlight on Elyria is brought to you by Lorain County Children's Services. Call or visit childrenservices.org or find Lorain County Children's Services on Facebook. And we have with us the Executive Director, Scott Ferris, who joins us. Now, Scott, you've got about 1 year under your belt right now, right?
That's right. And good morning. And thank you for having me on the show.
So tell me a little bit about how this year has gone for you being the director for Lorain County Children's Services.
It's been a very exciting year. During this past year, we kicked off two important initiatives at the agency. We've been on the show to talk about alternative response before, and that deals with non-high-risk type cases in a much more family strengths-based approach. So we're working with families in a kind of a different manner. It takes the labeling away of alleged perpetrator, alleged child victim, and really engages the family as helping them solve their problems. So the reason why we got involved with them and working collaboratively with them. We've been very successful with that program. You know, now all 88 counties in Ohio is doing this. The research has shown much success, reduced recidivism of families coming into care. So that is going very, very well. And we're, even though it's been a year, I think we're well ahead of the implementation curve compared to other counties. And we've learned from the counties that went before us. We've also initiated what's called a group screening process. So one person is not responsible for determining when we receive a call from the community concerning the care and treatment of a child. It goes through a group screening process where we can benefit from the group as a whole. It's a more consistent process. It's a more objective process. There is state criteria for that process, but with everything, there is still gray area and getting a lot of people involved, a lot of professionals in making that decision, I think is much more better for the families we serve. We know as government, we're very aware and make the decision. It's very serious about when we do intervene with the family. It has to meet certain criteria that places the child at risk for us to go out and intrude into people's homes and the people's lives. And through this process, it is much more objective and consistent. So that's two very big initiatives we're proud of and continuing to implement. I also want to thank the community. Last November, our levy was on the ballot. And even though we went a year early and do not begin collection until next year, the community supported it very well, and we want to thank the community for its ongoing support of our levy.
Well, it's obviously the community knows the need for an organization like Lorain County Children's Services. Maybe they don't know about the fostering aspect of it. Talk about that and the importance that you have with that program.
Well, we are always in foster parent recruitment mode. The more homes, the more families we have that are willing to care for a child in need in our community, the better matching of the family's strengths and the child's needs that we can do. So the more options we have for that child, that's better. You know, it's a very traumatic emotional time when a child has to be removed from their home, either by law enforcement or by court order, and we want to place that child, ideally, keep them in Lorain County, keep them as close as possible to their home, their neighborhood, their schools, so that there's least amount of change and trauma to that child. So the more homes that we have that are ready, willing, and able to take in a foster child or a foster child and their siblings, the better. So we are constantly recruiting for families. And we also have the program here for foster families caring for a foster child. No other foster children, unless they're related, are placed with them. Having worked in four or five other counties in the state, I have not heard of that in anywhere else. And it's much more best practice for the child and the family can focus on helping that child heal. So it's very, very exciting. We have an upcoming information class this Thursday, June 18th, starting at 6 o'clock at 226 Middle Avenue. Anybody that wants to find out more information about fostering, see if it's right for them, that we invite them to come on down, learn more about foster parenting, the agency in general, and then if they're interested, you know, we'll schedule a foster parent class starting sometime in July.
Now, as foster parents, is it plural? Do you need to be a couple or individuals? Are they able to do that? What's the criteria for that?
The criteria, whether you're a couple or single, it doesn't matter as long as it's been that status for a year. There's age. You have to be 21 or older. Legal form of income, ability to sustain yourself. you pass a home inspection and that, but we'll get into that at the information session on Thursday.
Through your years now that you've been this past year with the Children's Services in Lorain County, can you give us an idea of maybe what are some of the major causes or influences that are really having Children's Services to get involved in family situations Is there one thing over another that seems to be a driving force behind that?
I think in Ohio we're experiencing a big opiate epidemic, a lot of drug use that is impacting families functioning, not just in Lorain County, but again, Ohio-wide, statewide. That is increasing our numbers of reports that we're receiving. I mean, in 2013, we received 4,000, exactly 4,000, number of calls concerning the care and treatment of children. Last year, 2014, it was up by about 43. We're projecting to be even higher again this year. So drug abuse is a huge issue. But we also see the effects of poverty and when families don't earn enough or have a job and the implication of that. Families generally tend to spiral down when they're faced with economic distress. They don't have the means to make all the right decisions they needed to, and it starts spiraling out of control. A good job means a whole lot to a family and to a provider and reduces a lot of the stress they're under.
What would you suggest to a family that may be in that situation and if they think, well, if I reach out for help, people then will see my circumstance and then maybe my children will get taken away. How do you get them the help or so that they can feel comfortable about getting success out of it but not opening up their lives to government law enforcement that could really turn their life upside down?
We do receive calls from families that are on a voluntary basis. It's kind of called family in need of service, where they're reaching out. They're at a point where, if something doesn't happen, a child may be at risk. So the child's not at risk yet. And we'll link them with community providers, whether it's through Job and Family Services and other agencies, to try and link them either with the job training skills that they need or a program that they need so that they can get back on their feet. This community has a strong collaborative safety net for family. It's known around the state. I can say that having worked around the state, I can say Lorain County has a great collaborative spirit and approach, maximizing the resources that no community has the resources that they all need, but we maximize the resources we have that bring the best benefit to families. So someone, they don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed or concerned. If they're reaching out for help, we will link them with the best provider to help their needs.
Scott Ferris, our guest this morning, with Lorain County Children's Services. You can go to childrenservices.org. You can find Lorain County Children's Services on Facebook. And again, you say you have coming up on Thursday. Is that when your next information about foster care is at?
Yeah, that's our next orientation schedule. We hold several throughout the year. This is the next one. A lot of families come down just to hear more about what is foster parenting? What's required of me? What do I need to do? Because it's not for everybody. But we appreciate people coming out and learning more about it. A class then for actual foster parent training will start in mid-July. So we'll see how many people we have that are interested, provide them with information, and then have them sign up and start class in July.
Do you have an idea of the number of children that are waiting in the foster care system in Lorain County? Is that something you kind of keep tabs on all the time?
We have we have approximately 100 children that are in our court-ordered care. Excuse me. And for a county of over 300,000, that's really, really small, because we work really hard with families, to prevent that custody removal from getting juvenile court involved. So there, can I say that we need X number of homes right now? No, but it's a continual, the more homes we have, the better matching, again, of the needs of the child and the strengths of the family. We do want a home that could take many children to be sitting empty and ready for that, because if we have a sibling group of 3, 4, or 5 kids come in, we'd like to keep them together, and in most times we can. So we got to have homes continually kind of ready to go. If you have a brand new foster home, you don't just break them in with a really tough case either. You want to keep them fostering and don't scare them away. I mean, the national average for people that foster is about 4.5 years. And in Ohio, more than 70% of the kind of the public adoptions are by the foster family or members of the foster family. So if we were going to lose a foster home, the best way is through adoption. They've added permanently to their family, and now they can't take any more kids, or they want a break like that. So we have to continually be in recruitment mode to find more homes that are willing to care for needy children.
Well, better to have more homes than children, so that there's, right, in case you have situations that come up, there's always somebody there to help. Lorain County Children's Services, our guest today, Executive Director Scott Ferris. Scott, thanks for coming out and spending part of your morning here